Lesson number 3. The Gospel of Jesus Christ. Your purpose. As you teach, help people prepare for baptism and confirmation. Consider the qualifications for baptism taught in Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 37, and in the related baptismal interview questions. Prayerfully decide what to teach and which invitations to extend based on the person's needs, interests, and situation. Be mindful of the questions and level of understanding of those you teach. Baptismal interview questions. Do you believe that God is our eternal Father? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior and Redeemer of the world? Do you believe that the Church and the Gospel of Jesus Christ have been restored through the Prophet Joseph Smith? Invitations. Will you continue to develop faith in Jesus Christ by continuing to learn about His Gospel? Will you repent and pray for forgiveness of sins? Will you read the Book of Mormon and ask God in prayer to know that it is the Word of God? Will you be baptized a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on select a date? Will you be confirmed and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Will you attend church with us this Sunday? May we set a time for our next visit? Commandments from Lesson 4 that you choose to include. The Divine Mission of Jesus Christ. God sent His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, into the world so that all of God's children would have the possibility of experiencing joy and peace in this world and everlasting life in the world to come with their families. Additionally, through Jesus Christ, all God's children will live again when their bodies and spirits are reunited in the resurrection. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 40 through 42. As a result of Adam and Eve's transgression, death is experienced by all people. And because all people have made mistakes and sinned, they are unable to return to live with God because no unclean thing can dwell in His presence. See 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 21. However, through the Savior's grace and mercy, we will live again as resurrected beings and can be clean from sin so that we can live in our Heavenly Father's presence. Becoming clean from sin is being healed spiritually. See 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 13, and chapter 18, verse 32. Because of the Savior's sacrifice, known as the atonement of Christ, all people will be brought back into the presence of the Lord to be judged according to their works and their desires. See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 10 through 16, Helaman chapter 14, verses 15 through 18, 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 14 through 22, and Doctrine and Covenants section 137, verse 9, and will be raised from the dead. We will be judged according to the laws of justice and mercy. Justice is the unchanging law that brings consequences for actions, blessings for obedience to God's commandments, and penalties for disobedience. We all commit sin. Sin makes us unclean, and no unclean thing can live in God's presence. See 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 21, 3 Nephi chapter 27, verse 19, and Moses chapter 6, verse 57. The Savior satisfied the demands of justice for those who repent of their sins and endeavor to keep all of His commandments when He stood in our place and suffered the penalty for our sins. This act is called the atonement of Jesus Christ. Because of this selfless act, Christ can plead with the Father on our behalf. Heavenly Father can apply mercy, withhold punishment from us, and welcome us into His presence. Our Heavenly Father shows mercy when He forgives us of our sins and helps us return to dwell in His presence. However, Jesus did not eliminate our personal responsibility. He forgives our sins when we accept Him, repent, and obey His commandments. Through Jesus Christ's atonement and living the gospel, we can enter the presence of our Heavenly Father permanently. We show that we accept Christ and that we have faith in Him by doing His will and keeping His commandments, including obeying the first principles and ordinances of the gospel. Nephi refers to these principles and ordinances as the doctrine of Christ. See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 2 through chapter 32, verse 6. sin. The notion of sin means different things in different cultures. In some cultures, it is closely associated with the concept of committing crime. In others, it applies only if one is caught doing something wrong and thus brings shame to a family or community. Clarify that sin is disobedience to God's commandments and results in becoming separated from God. God knows all that we do and think, and we displease Him when we sin. Do not discuss your past transgressions or ask those you teach to discuss their past transgressions. Scripture Study. God sent His Son. Alma chapter 11, verse 40, and John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Salvation through Christ. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, and chapter 9, verses 21 through 24. And Alma chapter 34, verses 8 and 9, and 14 through 16. Christ is our advocate. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 3 through 5. Mercy and Justice. Mosiah chapter 15, verse 9, and Alma chapter 42, verses 22 through 25.
The Gospel of Christ and Doctrine of Christ. The Book of Mormon contains the fullness of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 12. It also contains the clearest presentation of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, sometimes referred to as the Doctrine of Christ, found anywhere in Scripture. According to the Book of Mormon, the Gospel of Jesus Christ includes five key points. 1. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. 2. Repentance through the atonement of Christ. 3. Baptism by immersion in Christ's name. 4. The gift of the Holy Ghost. And 5. Enduring to the end. See 2 Nephi chapter 31 and 3 Nephi chapters 11 and 27. Additionally, the Book of Mormon teaches us what we must believe about Christ in order to have faith in Him. See 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 13 through 15. Faith in Jesus Christ. The Gospel of Jesus Christ begins with faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Having faith in Christ includes having a firm belief that He is the only begotten Son of God and the Savior and Redeemer of the world. It is to believe there is no, quote, salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, end quote. See Acts chapter 4, verse 12. There are other things that we need to believe if we are to have faith in Christ. See 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 13 through 15. We recognize that we can return to live with our Heavenly Father only by relying on His Son's grace and mercy. When we have faith in Christ, we accept and apply His atonement and His teachings. We trust Him and what He says. We know that He has the power to keep His promises. We can develop faith in Christ through humility and doing His will and keeping His commandments. Heavenly Father blesses those who have faith to listen to and obey His Son. Faith in Christ leads to action. It leads to sincere and lasting change. Having faith causes us to try as hard as we can to learn about and become more like our Savior with, quote, unshaken faith in Him, relying wholly upon the merits of Him who is mighty to save, end quote. See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 19. We want to learn His will and keep His commandments. Even though we will still make mistakes, we show our love for Him by striving through the power of Christ's atonement to keep His commandments and avoid sin. We believe in Christ, and we believe that He wants us to keep all His commandments. We show our faith by obeying Him. We pray in faith for strength to conquer temptation. As we live a specific commandment, we learn the truthfulness of it by experience. See John chapter 7, verse 17. We also grow in faith by hearing and reading the Word of God. See Romans chapter 10, verse 17, and Helaman chapter 15, verses 7 through 8. As we obey God, He blesses us. He gives us power to meet life's challenges. He helps us change the desires of our hearts. Through our faith in Jesus Christ, He can heal us, both physically and spiritually. Scripture Study: Faith, Power, and Salvation. See 1 Nephi chapter 7, verse 12, 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 23, and chapter 25, verse 23, Moroni chapter 7, verses 33 through 34, and chapter 10, verse 7. The Doctrine of Faith. See Alma chapter 32, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, and Bible Dictionary, Faith. Examples of Faith. See Ether chapter 12 and Hebrews chapter 11. Works and Obedience. See 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7, Doctrine and Covenants section 130, verses 20 through 21, and James chapter 2, verses 17 through 26. Faith unto Repentance. See Alma chapter 34.
Repentance through the Atonement of Jesus Christ. Repentance through the Atonement of Jesus Christ is another important principle of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Our faith in Christ and our love for Him lead us to repent, or to change our thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are not in harmony with His will. Repentance includes forming a fresh view of God, ourselves, and the world. When we repent, we feel godly sorrow and return to Him with full purpose of heart. We stop doing things that are wrong and continue doing things that are right. Bringing our lives in line with God's will through repentance and faith on Jesus Christ is a central purpose of our lives. We can return to live with God the Father only through Christ's grace and mercy, and we receive Christ's mercy on the condition of repentance. To repent, we recognize our sins and feel remorse or godly sorrow. We confess our sins to God. We also confess very serious sins to God's authorized church leaders who will support us as we truly repent. We ask God to forgive us. We do all we can to correct the problems our actions may have caused. This is called restitution. As we repent, our view of ourselves and the world changes. As we change, we recognize that we are children of God and that we need not continue making the same mistakes over and over. If we sincerely repent, we turn away from our sins and do them no more. We resist any desire to commit sin. Our desire to follow God grows stronger and deeper. Sincere repentance brings several results. We feel God's forgiveness and His peace in our lives. Our guilt and sorrow are swept away. We feel the influence of the Spirit in greater abundance. And when we pass from this life, we will be more prepared to live with our Heavenly Father and His Son. Even after we have accepted Christ and repented of our sins, we may fall short and sin again. We should continually try to correct these transgressions, remembering we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. See Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. In addition, we should continually improve, develop Christ-like qualities, grow in knowledge, and serve more effectively. As we learn more about what the Savior wants for us, we will want to show our love by obeying Him. Thus, as we repent daily, we will find that our lives will change and improve. Our hearts and our behavior will become more Christ-like. We will come to feel great joy in repenting daily. Scripture Study. We all sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 8. Repentance. Alma chapter 34, verses 8 through 17. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 42 through 43, and section 61, verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. And Bible Dictionary, Repentance. Redemption and Forgiveness. Helaman chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. Mercy claims the penitent. Alma chapter 12, verses 32 through 35, and chapter 42, verse 13, and verses 21 through 24. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 13.
Baptism, our first covenant with God. Faith in Jesus Christ and repentance prepare us for the ordinances of baptism and confirmation. An ordinance is a sacred ceremony or rite that shows that we have entered into a covenant with God. God has always required His children to make covenants. A covenant is a binding and solemn agreement between God and His children. God promises to bless us, and we promise to obey Him. God sets the terms of gospel covenants, which we either accept or reject. Keeping covenants brings blessings in this life and exaltation in the life to come. Covenants place us under a strong obligation to honor our promises to God. We should desire to worthily receive the covenants that God offers us and then strive to keep them. Our covenants remind us to repent every day of our lives, relying upon Jesus Christ. By loving the Lord, keeping His commandments, and loving and serving others, we receive and retain a remission of our sins through, quote, Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, end quote. See Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. Covenants are usually made by means of sacred ordinances, such as baptism. These ordinances are administered by priesthood authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Through the ordinance of baptism, for example, we covenant to take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ, always remember Him, and keep His commandments. As we keep our part of the covenant, God promises the constant companionship of the Holy Ghost, a remission of our sins, and being born again. Through sacred ordinances such as baptism and confirmation, we learn about and experience God's power. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 20. Jesus taught that we must be baptized by immersion for the remission or forgiveness of our sins. Baptism is an essential ordinance of salvation. No person can enter the kingdom of God without being baptized by the Lord's authorized servant. Christ set the example for us by being baptized. Baptism by immersion is a symbol of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Savior. In a similar way, it represents the end of our old life of sin and a commitment to live a new life as a disciple of Christ. The Savior taught that baptism is a rebirth. When we are baptized, we begin the process of being born again and become spiritual sons and daughters of Christ. See Mosiah chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, and Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. We must be baptized to become members of His kingdom on the earth, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and to eventually enter the kingdom of heaven. This ordinance is a law of God and must be performed by His authority and in His name. See Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. A bishop or mission president must give a priesthood holder permission to perform a baptism or confirmation. Little children do not need to be baptized and are redeemed through the mercy of Jesus Christ. See Moroni chapter 8, verses 4 through 24. They are not to be baptized until they reach the age of accountability, which is 8 years of age. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 27. Before baptism, we show our willingness to enter a covenant to keep all the commandments for the rest of our lives. After baptism, we show our faith by keeping our covenant. We also regularly renew the covenant we make when baptized by partaking of the sacrament. Partaking of the sacrament weekly is a commandment. It helps us remain worthy to have the Spirit with us always. It is a weekly reminder of our covenant. Jesus Christ introduced this ordinance to His apostles just before His atonement. He restored it through the prophet Joseph Smith. The Savior commanded that priesthood holders should administer the sacrament in remembrance of His body and His blood, which was shed for us. By partaking of the sacrament worthily, we promise always to remember His sacrifice. We renew our promises, and we receive anew the promise that the Spirit will always be with us. Before baptism, ensure that those you teach have developed faith in Christ, repented of transgressions by relying upon the sacrifice of the Savior, and made sufficient changes in their lives to qualify as commanded in Doctrine and Covenants section 20, verse 37. Those you teach, quote, must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope, and a love of God and of all men and women, end quote. See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20. Additionally, they must promise to live the principles of moral worthiness, obey the word of wisdom, and obey the law of tithing. If you feel additional preparation is needed, you should postpone baptism until those you teach meet the standard outlined by the Lord in Scripture. See Statement on Missionary Work, First Presidency Letter, December 11, 2002. Quote, before baptism, each person should receive all the missionary lessons, meet the bishop or branch president, and attend several sacrament meetings, end quote. Again, see Statement on Missionary Work, First Presidency Letter, December 11, 2002. Scripture Study. Christ's Example. See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 4 through 18, and Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. The Baptismal Covenant. See Mosiah chapter 5, verses 8 through 10, and chapter 18, verses 8 through 10. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 37. Qualifications for baptism. See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 23. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10. Alma chapter 7, verses 14 through 15. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 23 through 27. Moroni 6, verses 1 through 4. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 37. And Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 39. The Lord institutes the sacrament. See 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 1 through 18, Luke 22, verses 15 through 20. Promised blessings of baptism. See Mosiah chapter 4, verses 11 through 12 and 26, Moroni chapter 8, verses 25 through 26, John chapter 3, verse 5, and Romans chapter 6, verse 4. The sacrament prayers. See Moroni chapters 4 and 5, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 75 through 79. Partaking of the sacrament. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 2, and 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 29. Necessity for authority. Refer to Doctrine and Covenants, section 22, and Hebrews chapter 5, verse 4.
The gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus taught that we must be baptized of water and also of the Spirit. Baptism by water must be followed by baptism of fire and of the Spirit, or it is incomplete. See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 13 and 14. Only when we receive baptism and the gift of the Holy Ghost can we receive a remission of our sins and become completely spiritually reborn. We then begin a new spiritual life as disciples of Christ. The Holy Ghost has a sanctifying, cleansing effect upon us. Through the gift and power of the Holy Ghost, we can receive and retain a remission of sins through continued faith in Christ, repentance, and following the will of God and obedience to His commandments. Those who receive the gift of the Holy Ghost and remain worthy can enjoy His companionship throughout their lives. The Holy Ghost testifies of Christ and helps us recognize the truth. He provides spiritual strength and helps us do what is right. He comforts us during times of trial or sorrow. He warns us of spiritual or physical danger. The Holy Ghost provides the power by which we teach and learn. The gift of the Holy Ghost is one of our Heavenly Father's most precious gifts. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, we can feel God's love and direction for us. This gift is a foretaste of eternal joy and a promise of eternal life and exaltation. After a person is baptized by water, one or more authorized priesthood holders lay their hands upon the person's head and confirm the person a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They then confer the gift of the Holy Ghost. The priesthood authority needed to perform this ordinance, which was lost centuries ago through the death of the Savior's apostles, was restored through angelic administration to a modern prophet, Joseph Smith. Only through membership in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints can one receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the right to have the Holy Ghost as a constant companion. This authority makes the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints different from any other religion in the world. By the Lord's own declaration, it is the only true and living church upon the face of the whole earth. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 30. Guidance from the Holy Ghost. Explain to those whom you are teaching that Satan opposes God and entices people to commit sin. To retain the good feelings they have had while meeting the missionaries, they should read the Book of Mormon, pray, attend church, and obey the commandments. Explain that having the continued guidance of the Holy Ghost is one of the benefits of being baptized and confirmed. As needed, teach the person how to pray. See the sections Pray to Know the Truth Through the Holy Ghost in Lesson 1 and Pray Often in Lesson 4 for guidance on how you might help someone learn how to pray. Scripture Study. Nature of the Holy Ghost. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, verses 22 through 23. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. And Bible Dictionary, Earnest, and Holy Ghost. Blessings and Influence from the Holy Ghost. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verses 1 through 5, and chapter 33, verses 1 and 2. Moses chapter 6, verse 61. John chapter 14, verse 26. And Topical Guide, Holy Ghost, Comforter, and Holy Ghost, Gifts of. Importance of the Gift of the Holy Ghost. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 11 and 12, 18, and 21, 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 36 and 37, and chapter 19, verse 13, and chapter 27, verses 19 and 20. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 31, and section 33, verse 15, and Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 6.
Endure to the end. The gospel of Jesus Christ includes obtaining and increasing our faith in Jesus Christ, repenting of our sins through the atonement of Jesus Christ, being baptized by immersion by an authorized servant of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ, receiving baptism of fire and the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands, and enduring to the end. Enduring to the end does not simply mean holding on until we die. Enduring to the end includes obtaining Christ-like attributes through the Savior's atonement. Enduring to the end includes following the Father's will and obeying His commandments, fasting, prayer, scripture study, observing the Sabbath day, repenting, and making and keeping sacred temple covenants. Once we have entered the straight and narrow path by our faith in Jesus Christ, repentance, and the ordinances of baptism and confirmation, we must exert every effort to stay on the path. We do so by continually exercising faith in and relying upon Jesus Christ, repenting, making commitments, and following the Spirit. Once we have been forgiven of our sins, we should try every day to remain free from sin so that we can always have the Holy Ghost with us. In the covenant of baptism, we promise our Father in heaven that we will obey His commandments for the rest of our lives. If we fall short, we must repent in order to retain the blessings of the covenant. We promise to do good works, serve others, and follow the Savior's example. In the Scriptures, this lifelong commitment is often called enduring to the end. By following the gospel path, we can draw closer to God, conquer temptation and sin, and enjoy the gift of the Holy Ghost more abundantly. As we patiently, faithfully, and consistently follow this path throughout our lives, we will qualify for exaltation. See page 53 for additional information regarding the difference between salvation and exaltation. Faith in Christ, repentance, making, renewing, and keeping covenants, and being cleansed by the Spirit become a pattern of living. Our actions in daily life are shaped and governed by these principles. Peace and joy come by following this way, and we gradually grow in Christ-like attributes. Eventually, as we follow this way and press forward with a steadfastness in Christ and endure to the end, we are promised, "Ye shall have eternal life and exaltation." See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verse 17. Scripture study. Endure to the end. See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 24, and chapter 31, verses 14 through 20. 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 16 and 17, and Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. Blessings for those who endure. See 1 Nephi chapter 13, verse 37, 3 Nephi chapter 15, verse 9, and also Doctrine and Covenants, section 14, verse 7. Invitation to be baptized. As directed by the Spirit, the invitation to be baptized and confirmed should be specific and direct. Will you follow the example of Jesus Christ by being baptized by someone holding the priesthood authority of God? We will be holding a baptismal service on Select a Date. Will you prepare yourself to be baptized on that date?
Ideas for teaching. This section has ideas for you to use in preparing for and teaching the information in this lesson. Pray for the Spirit's guidance as you decide how to use these ideas. Add the ideas you select to your lesson plan. Keep in mind that these ideas are suggestions, not requirements, to help you meet the needs of those you teach. Short lesson plan, 3 to 5 minutes. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and exaltation. The first principles and ordinances of His gospel are faith in Jesus Christ, repentance, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins, and the gift of the Holy Ghost. We must then endure to the end. By applying these principles throughout our lives, we follow the example of the Savior, learn to live His commandments, and develop Christ-like attributes. We can be forgiven of our sins, and we will be able to return to live in the presence of our Father in heaven. The Divine Mission of Jesus Christ. The Gospel of Christ and Doctrine of Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ. Repentance through the Atonement of Jesus Christ. Baptism, our first covenant with God. The Gift of the Holy Ghost. Endure to the end. Invitations. Will you continue to develop faith in Jesus Christ by continuing to learn about His gospel? Will you repent and pray for forgiveness of sins? Will you read the Book of Mormon and ask God in prayer to know that it is the Word of God? Will you be baptized a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Select a Date? Will you be confirmed and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Will you attend church with us this Sunday? May we set a time for our next visit? Commandments from Lesson 4 that you choose to include. Medium lesson plan, 10 to 15 minutes. Our message is one of faith and hope. We love and worship Jesus Christ. He is central to God's plan for our happiness. Christ's atoning sacrifice makes it possible for us to have exaltation in the presence of God. As we live His gospel, He will mercifully forgive our sins. He will heal us and replace guilt and shame with peace and happiness in this life. The gospel of Jesus Christ is simple. It begins with faith in Christ. We believe in Him, trust Him, and depend on Him. Such faith leads us to repent, to stop doing things that are wrong and continue doing things that are right. Our faith in Him also makes us want to show our love by keeping His commandments, including baptism. After baptism, He promises to give us the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will guide us, comfort us, and help us know the truth. We can know in our hearts and our minds when the Holy Ghost is with us. We will have feelings of peace, love, and joy. We will want to serve others. We will strive throughout our lives to please the Lord. Jesus Christ has restored His gospel through a Latter-day prophet, We learn about the gospel in the Book of Mormon, which you can read, ponder, and pray about. God will tell you by the power of the Holy Ghost that it is true. As you come to know it is true, you will want to repent and be baptized so that you may receive a remission of your sins and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Invitations. Will you continue to develop faith in Jesus Christ by continuing to learn about His gospel? Will you repent and pray for forgiveness of sins? Will you read the Book of Mormon and ask God in prayer to know that it is the Word of God? Will you be baptized a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on select a date? Will you be confirmed and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Will you attend church with us this Sunday? May we set a time for our next visit? Commandments from Lesson 4 that you choose to include.
Full lesson plan, 30 to 45 minutes. The Divine Mission of Jesus Christ. God sent His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. See John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Only through Christ's grace and mercy can we become clean from sin. See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. Because of the Savior's sacrifice, known as the atonement of Christ, all people will be brought back into the presence of the Lord to be judged. See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 10 through 16. We are responsible to accept Christ, repent, and obey. The Gospel of Christ and Doctrine of Christ. The Book of Mormon contains the fullness of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 12. The Gospel of Jesus Christ includes faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, repentance through the atonement of Christ, baptism by immersion in Christ's name, the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end. See 2 Nephi chapter 31 and 3 Nephi chapters 11 and 27. The Book of Mormon also teaches us what we must believe about Jesus Christ in order to have faith in Him. See 3 Nephi chapter 27 verses 13 through 15. Faith in Jesus Christ. We are to believe in Christ as the Savior of the world. He wants us to accept and follow His teachings. We receive blessings when we obey. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 20 through 21. Repentance through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Faith in Christ leads to repentance. See Alma chapter 34. We feel godly sorrow. See 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. We stop doing things that are wrong and continue doing things that are right. We confess our sins to the Lord, and we also confess serious sins to church leaders who can help us repent. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 43. We receive forgiveness. Guilt and sorrow are replaced by peace. See Alma chapter 36, verses 17 through 21. Baptism, our first covenant with God. An ordinance is a sacred rite by which we make covenants with God. A covenant is a solemn agreement between God and His children. Keeping covenants brings blessings. We are baptized by immersion for the remission of sins. See Articles of Faith, chapter 1, verse 4. When we are baptized, we begin a new life of commitment to Christ. See Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 8. Baptism must be performed by one holding priesthood authority. We renew our covenant by partaking of the sacrament weekly. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 77 and 79. The gift of the Holy Ghost. Baptism by immersion is followed by baptism of the Spirit. The two are inseparable. Priesthood holders confer the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands. The Holy Ghost teaches us, cleanses us, comforts us, testifies of the truth, warns us, and directs us. See 2 Nephi chapter 32, verses 1 through 5, Mosiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, Moroni chapter 10, verse 5, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 36, verse 2. Endure to the end. We must continue on the path once we have been baptized and confirmed. We do our best to remain free of sin so that we can enjoy the gift of the Holy Ghost. By faithfully following the gospel path of faith, repentance, making and keeping covenants, and receiving the Holy Ghost, we can qualify for eternal life and exaltation by being true to covenants made in the Holy Temple. See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 14 through 20. See also Doctrine and Covenants section 132, verse 17. We must continually repent throughout our lives. See Doctrine and Covenants section 19, verses 15 through 20. Invitations. Will you continue to develop faith in Jesus Christ by continuing to learn about His gospel? Will you repent and pray for forgiveness of sins? Will you read the Book of Mormon and ask God in prayer to know that it is the Word of God? Will you be baptized a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Select a Date? Will you be confirmed and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Will you attend church with us this Sunday? May we set a time for our next visit? Commandments from Lesson 4 that you choose to include. Questions to ask after you teach. What questions do you have about what we have taught? What does it mean to repent? Why is the gift of the Holy Ghost an essential part of the gospel? Why is it important for you to be baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Was there anything about our church meetings that you did not understand? What did you enjoy about our church meetings?
Key definitions. Confirmation. The laying on of hands by those holding the Melchizedek priesthood in order to become a member of the church and to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Covenant. An agreement between God and His children. We do not act as equals in the agreement. God gives the conditions for the covenant, and we agree to do what He asks us to do. God then promises us certain blessings for our obedience. We receive ordinances by covenant. When we make such covenants, we promise to honor them. For example, members of the church covenant with the Lord at baptism and renew that covenant by partaking of the sacrament. We make further covenants in the temple. The Lord's people are a covenant people. We are greatly blessed as we keep our covenants with the Lord. Endure to the end. To remain true to the commandments of God and be true to the endowment and sealing ordinances of the temple despite temptation, opposition, and adversity throughout life. Exaltation. To live forever as families in God's presence. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 19 and 20. Exaltation is God's greatest gift to His sons and daughters. Gospel. God's plan of salvation made possible through the atonement of Jesus Christ. The gospel includes the eternal truths or laws, covenants, and ordinances needed for mankind to return to the presence of God. Grace. The enabling power from Jesus Christ that allows us to obtain blessings in this life and to gain eternal life and exaltation after we have exercised faith, repented, and given our best effort to keep the commandments. Such divine help or strength is given through the mercy and love of Jesus Christ. We all need divine grace because of Adam and Eve's fall, and also because of our weaknesses. Mercy. The spirit of compassion, tenderness, and forgiveness. Mercy is one of the attributes of God. Jesus Christ offers mercy to us through His atoning sacrifice on conditions of repentance. Restitution. The return of something that has been taken away or lost. Other terms that may need to be explained to those you teach. Clean from sin, confession, forgiveness, prayer, sacrament, straight and narrow path, and temptation.